Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where you get your friendly neighborhood Movie Deputy here to review movies and help you narrow down ones that you might be interested in, and help introduce you to ones that you maybe are not that familiar with, and to help guard you from ones that just plain suck. I mean, come on, we know that they are out there, and we know that some of these ones are just absolutely cringeworthy, and that's being nice. Saying cringeworthy is being nice. Today, as of course, if this is your first time to Movie Deputy, you wouldn't realize the session that we're in right now, but we are going through all of the Despicable Me Minion movies at the moment. So if you have anybody young in your life, or if you are young at heart, this might be fun for you. So grab a chair, sit back, and hang on, because I want to share with you the original review that was on Movie Deputy, and then we will talk about this one a little bit more in depth. In the original review, we find Gru no longer the villain, but a father, and he has been acclimating to his new family life for a while. But as we know in life, things change. Well, like I was mentioning yesterday, he's approached by the AVL. Now, what is the AVL, you might ask? It's called the Anti-Villain League, to help find a villain who has stolen a top-secret formula that turns any living thing into a monster of sorts. Now, picture kind of like the Ray that was in Hotel Transylvania, the one that changed humans into monsters. This basically changes anything into monsters as well, so it's kind of a different type of a thing, but if you like that type of story, this one might kind of go along with that. And I know I'm kind of going and interrupting my own review here, but along with the minions, he sets off with a reluctant new partner, Lucy, to find the culprit that they believe is hiding out in one of the Paradise Mall stores. Gru now deals with a work life as well as now being a father, which is fun to watch as it plays out. But it's in a pure, funny, Despicable Me style. The spy stuff in the movie is fun as well, with all the new gadgets and stuff. Picture Gru like evil villain mixed with Inspector Gadget a little bit. So yeah, it's kind of weird, but fun and just plain silly. But seriously, Agnes is the most adorable animated kid since Boo from Monsters, Inc. Now, again, another reference to another movie, but there's a lot of just cute little references like that of things that remind you of other things as you're watching this movie. We loved her in the first movie. I'm referring to Agnes, of course. And you will surely love her even more in this one as well. Besides Angus, El Macho is just that macho. His introduction alone was cool, but who is he again? I mean, I hadn't mentioned Angus before. Well, I guess you're going to have to watch the movie and find out. The crazy humor of the minions is much funnier than in the first installment. And the humor is well-placed, as usual. The kids aren't the only ones who will enjoy this movie, so welcome to the Mall family. What does that mean exactly? It means it's a cute movie, so go see it, and all will be revealed. No, I know it was kind of all over the place with some different references and stuff in there, so I hope I didn't get you too confused. Score-wise, with Despicable Me 2, I ended up at a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. That's because this one is a little bit more of him acclimating to the family life. He's got, now Lucy is going to be in his life. And who's Lucy? That you're going to have to find out. And he's got some new villains that he's working with. And then, of course, this monster Ray. It's a little silly. It's a little fun. It reminds you of other movies as it's playing out. So, I mean, it's not like a completely original story, but it's one that will be memorable for a long time just because of how this plays out. Now, Gru, I mean, he is just, you start to maybe get a little bit annoyed with his character at some points in this, but with the strength of bringing the other characters and bringing in the girls, bringing in Lucy, and how it all ties in together, it makes it a little bit more conducive. So, of course, this movie also had an innocent rating on the Deputy scale. I mean, would you expect any less from a movie, especially about minions? I mean, again, they still haven't explained the whole one-eye and two-eye thing. And I know one of them is Kevin, one of them is Bob, and I don't remember the name of the other one. But there's a bunch of different Kevins and a bunch of different Bobs. It's like they all, it'd be impossible to learn all their names because there's a ton of them and they all talk in this gibberish one of the few words like that I always make fun of when I hear about the Minions is banana. Do they love bananas? That's another thing I guess you're just going to have to check out. But if you're looking for fun movies to share or just silly ones, just to rot your brain when you don't want to have to think about what you're watching, just sit back and enjoy something that's just that'll turn your brain to goo in a good way. That's even possible. But if you decide that you want to check this out, I definitely recommend watching these in the order that they came out. The order gets a little bit mixed up after this one, but I still think watching them in the original order is probably the best. So I hope that you check these out and make sure and come back tomorrow for another review that hopefully my brain will be a little bit more conducively thought process wise to make maybe a little bit more sense, and maybe I'll try not to interrupt myself as much so much to help you guys out as well. You know, sometimes you just trip over your own brain, trip over your words. That's what I've been doing today. So bear with me. I promise it's worth it. Be sure to you know which buttons to push to always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.